Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for your word. Anoint my lips and help me to deliver your message. Send your word to your people, O God. I pray for clear understanding and wisdom. I pray that your word will give encouragement, support, going forward in serving you, Lord, to the next stage, to the field that you had assigned for us to take for you, O Lord. I pray that your word and the power of the Holy Spirit will give strength to each and everyone who listen to your word. Uphold me and help me, Lord, to deliver your message. Take your word, O God, with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach those who are waiting for your word. Lord, take it and overcome, and you can overcome all the barrier, difficulties, and the distance, O God. We thank you, Lord. Let your word, O God, bring revival in the ears and the mind and the heart and in the lives of those who hear the message. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. We had been assigned to do a lot of things. God had called you, God had called us, God had called me to do the great things of God. But as we are going forward, there are also obstacles ahead of us. Problems ahead of us. Work of devil ahead of us. The things ahead of us, it is a big things that we need to achieve. We have less strength, less money, less resources. We have less things. That's why the encouraging word of Apostle Paul to the church and to us, to me and to you, my beloved brother and sister in Christ, to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Our power, your power, my power may be less, but God Almighty, He has the almighty power. He has the mighty power to overcome problems, to overcome the work of devil, to nullify the work of devil, to open gates, to break bondages, and to make mountains level down with the power of the Holy Spirit. Ahead of us, a great battle and a great task, and we need to have strength in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. We are soldiers. We are soldiers. We are in the arena. We are in the field. Soldiers in the field, they are ready for the battle. We need to be ready for the battle. They are dressed. Their weapons are ready, checked. Anytime they can engage in the battle, the same for us. We as a Christian, we need to put on the full armor of God. We don't put the armor of God when there's a problem, but we put it ahead of a problem. There's a baseline of commitment, baseline of prayer, fasting, reading the word, evangelism, discipleship. This is our baseline. And when there's a problem coming, we intensify our work for the Lord. We put on the armor, the full armor of God, not when the problem comes, but before the problem we are ready. Some Christians, they pray only when they have a problem. They cannot stand at all. You cannot stand only when you fast. You fast only when you have a problem. You need to have a certain days per week, one or 2 days at least, to keep fasting, so that when the problem comes, you are ready to face it. You have to be ready, because prayer and fasting will give you alertness. You have to be continually reading the Word of God. Daily you read the Word of God. Some people, they start to read the Bible when they have only problem. Some people, they start to pray when they have only difficult situation. When they face hardship, they start to pray. That's not the way. They are not a soldier. They are ineffective in their Christian walk and life. For us to be effective as a Christian, as workers and members of the Church of God, we need to put on the full armor of God, so that when the days of evil will come, when a problem will come, we will not fall down, we will not falter, we will not collapse, but we will recoil and fight back. Amen? We need to be aware of the devil's scheme. We need to put on the full armor of God, so that the devil's schemes will be revealing to us. Devil will fight directly, persecution, and also devil will fight indirectly. He will come and try to trouble you with a sideway problems. Problem in the work, problem in the finances, problem in the health. He may cause sickness to you, to trouble you. He may cause a problem with your neighbor, with your colleague, with your family, with your relative, with those who are surrounding, between the workers. This is the indirect way of how devil work, so that as we put on the full armor of God, we will be aware of the devil's schemes, his intrigue, his plot, his conspiracies will be revealed to us. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the way of the devil, and he will teach us how to combat it. He will teach us how to make it fail. He will make us effective to combat these schemes of devil. You must know very well. We must know very well, and I must know very well, our problem not against people, not against blood and flesh, but against demons, against Satan, against hells. Every now and then, the hell that is in the bottom of the earth, where the Satan and demons are staying and living, it expels evil spirits against the church, against the workers. These evil spirits, maybe sickness, maybe tumors, maybe fever, maybe headache, maybe backache, different kind of sicknesses, maybe persecution, maybe lies, maybe gossip, maybe grumbling against you. This is all the work of the devil. But devil will use people, but the people is not the problem. The devil is behind all this agenda and hells. We need to be aware of that. Our trouble not against people, against devil, against demons, against hells, against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our struggle against rulers, against the authorities, and against the power of this dark world. Every now and then there are rules, regulations that try to block the grace of God from reaching you, try to hinder you from doing the work of God, try to stop you from going from stage to stage. But as you trust in the Lord, as you put on the full armor of God, you will be able to bypass and to put all these rules under your feet. The rules will be there, but you will not be effective. Will not be affected. The authorities will be there, but you will not be affected negatively by these rules. God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit will enable you, will enable us to be victorious in spite of all these rules and regulations that devil tried diligently to dictate it in the system of the world to block us. The grace of God will be more abound in our life as we put on the full armor of God. Therefore, verse 13, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. The full armor of God must be ready with. We must be wearing it. Not when the problem comes, but before the problem comes, we must be wearing it so that we will be ready. We will not fall down, but we will recoil and fight and subdue the enemies and take the war for us. Verse 14. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Now we will discuss, what are the parts of the armor of God? Let us study it now, so that we will prepare it and put it on, so that when a problem will come, we are ready. We are ready. Every now and then a Christian, they say, we have a problem, I get wound, I get affected, I get sickness, and they cannot continue, because they are not wearing the armor of God. The armor of God, or let us say the armor of the soldier, when he goes to the battle, he put the armor on him. So there will be arrows, there are stone, spear, there will be a strike of a sword, but he will not be affected, he will not feel it, because he put on the armor. So for those Christians that every now and then they fall, they have a problem, because they don't have the armor, they are not putting the armor of God on their bodies. They are just go on with their bodies, with the ordinary dress. There is no armor of God. There is no shield. Nothing is protecting them. So every now and then they are falling and they are in trouble. Therefore he say here, and after you have done everything to stand firm then, with the belt of truth around your waist. The belt of truth, the belt, the soldier, the soldier, he took the belt, and the belt of the soldier is wide, so when he will wear it, he will fix the upper part of the armor with the lower part of the armor. And also the belt is a support for the waist of the soldier, so that the old part will be fixed, and on the belt he will fix the sword, that his weapon to fight. So he's ready with the belt of truth, with the belt around his waist, and the sword on his side, so when the enemy comes, he can fight. What is the belt of truth for us as a Christian? The belt of truth for us is the Word of God. That's why the first question I ask, are you reading the Bible? Are you reading your Bible? Not the Bible, your Bible. Every Christian should have his own Bible. And you should read the Bible from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, page by page. That is the belt of truth. If you don't know the Word of God, as if you are wearing your pantaloon dress without belt, you will find the pantaloon loose and the shirt going out. And if you are carrying something with your hand, then you will find your trousers going down, and you need to stop. You need to put the load down to fix yourself. So when a problem will come, if you don't read your word, the word of God, if you don't read your Bible, you will not be able to stand. The first part of the armor of God is the belt. Do you have the belt? Are you reading your Bible? Daily you have Bible, but are you reading it? Are you putting on the belt that is buckled around your waist? This is the first piece. The second piece, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, the soldier to protect his chest. There's a plate of metal that cannot be penetrated by a spear or harpoon or sword or arrows. This to protect the chest, the lungs, and the heart. That is the breastplate for us as a Christian. Is the breastplate of righteousness. Is the holiness. After repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we live in holiness. We live in righteousness. When you live in sin in your life, there will be defect in the breastplate. If there is a defect in the breastplate of the soldier, the spear or the arrows, it may penetrate his chest. These are the foothold that the enemy will use to penetrate him, to injure him, to finish his life. When you have sin in your life, these are the foothold the devil will use to penetrate your life and destroy you. Therefore, check your breastplate of righteousness. Is there any defect? Are you living in sin? Then you need to repent. Are you having a bad habit? Lies? Other wrong things? Smoking? Drinking? Do you have like these bad habits? Then you need to repent. Otherwise, devil will use these things to penetrate you and to destroy the blessing of God and destroy your life. Don't allow devil to take your eternity. Verse 15. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. The third piece of the armor of the soldier is the boot that he is wearing, or the shoes or the sandal that he is wearing. Is a good quality one, so that he can run, he can go when the ground is rocky or watery, or there is sharp edges, or he can climb mountain. His feet are fitted with a strong boot, strong shoes, so that whatever ground he is, he can fight the enemy. He can stand firm, he can fix his feet on the ground, and he fight for us. How we can apply this for us, for our life? God give us feet. Feet that the Lord had given you, had given me, is a way for us to transport, to move from place to place. The question is, are your feet are under the control of God? Are you moving by the instruction of the Lord or in the direction of the Lord, or you are using your feet to go where you like to go? Are you using your feet to bring the gospel and the good news, or you are using your feet to go to places where you like to go? But that does not mean that God is agreeing to the places that you are going. Many Christians, they don't understand, and they are not aware that their feet is not under their control, but their feet are under the control of the Lord. If you go to wrong places, you go to gossip, you go to girls, you go to drink, you go to parties, you go to wrong places, but you forget your duties and your responsibilities. You forget your ministry. You forget to go to the people that you need to care and follow up. You just like to go to the comfort zone where you will be pampered and cared more, but you forget your calling and your service unto God. Then, as if you are moving and you are bare feet, your feet, you are going without shoes, as if you are moving without shoes. But remember, every time you go to places where God had not called you to go there, where you know very well you are wasting your time, then that is where devil is happy with, and he is pulling you out from the place that God wants you to go. And what is the effect of this? When you move away from the right area, this is what the devil wants. He wants to penetrate you and destroy you. When you know there's an enemy in a certain place, you need to move there to fight it back. But if you move away and go to other places, the enemy will be happy because he can kill and steal and destroy, and no one there to stop him. Are you aware of that? Are you aware that every time you go in the wrong direction, there is damage in your life? Do you want that, or do you want to repent today and put your feet under God's control? I believe that the message today, the word of God for you, will help you to realize now it is not for your benefit to go into wrong direction, because that wrong direction will spoil your life and will give a foothold for devil to destroy you and affect it. And I believe now you are realizing you don't need to do that. You need to obey the Lord. You don't need to go to wrong places, but you will move on with the Lord, with the direction of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit directs you. You will move, and there you will combat the evil forces, and you will have the victory, and you have the blessing of the Lord in your life. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. The next piece that we want to discuss is the shield. The soldier has shield. The effect and the value of the shield, when there are arrows coming, or there is some sudden strike by a sword or by a spear, the soldier, he may not be able to move quickly, and he cannot use his hand to stop this because it will injure his hand. But he has the shield. He will move the shield to protect his body. He will put it to intervene with the spears or arrows or the sword, and he will stop and halt down the attack of the devil by the shield of faith, by his shield. Christians should have shield of faith. Every now and then we receive bad news. We receive lies of devil. Devil shoot us with the flaming arrows. Lies. Every now and then you receive bad news. They will tell you the prices will go up. They will tell you the rules will come, and then all this will be blocked. All these are the flaming arrows of the evil one. Not only arrows, flaming arrows. In the time that the Bible was written, and this passage was written, they have arrows. The arrows are having sharp end, so that it can penetrate. And sometimes they will put poison, so that it will not only cause wound, but it will cause also poisoning. And sometimes they will put fire. That's why it's called here flaming arrows. So that it will not only cause injury and wound, but it will cause burning. So even if you remove the arrows from the flesh, the burning effect will be still there. So it will have a double effect, double injurious effect on the life of the soldier. The same for us. The flaming arrows of the evil one. Sometimes devil will not only send you bad news, but he will send you the bad news that he knows very well that you are very weak in that area. to paralyze you, to wound you, to burn you and cause you ill feeling, painful feeling in the heart and mind. You need to have the shield of faith. How the shield of faith will be built up? How faith will be imparted? Faith come by hearing, according to Romans 10:17, and hearing the word of Christ, and hearing the message of Christ. That's why, if you sit down to watch news, this will bring you always bad news and the flaming arrows of the evil one. If you sit down to watch movie and worldly movie and the drama and love stories, all this will play in your emotion and feelings and will open the old wounds and disturb your peace. Throw all these things away. Concentrate on the word of God, so that the shield of faith will be developed in your life, and you will be an immunized Christian. Whatever lies of devil, the shield of faith that you have is a protection for you. Every computer or laptop, it have antivirus. The virus will come to attack, but when there's a shield of antivirus, will stop the attack of devil and halt it down. The same for you. The same for us as a Christian. We are soldiers. Our mind is very important. Our heart is very important. We need the shield of faith to protect us from the flaming arrows of the evil one. Verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation. The helmet, the soldier wear the helmet to protect his head, because injury to the head is something dramatic. It makes the soldier fall down. And from and from the helmet of the soldier, you will realize and you will know in which army he is and what is his rank. We as a Christian, we should have the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is where we are recognized which church we are and what is our rank. We as a Christian, we cannot live alone. We cannot be separated from the church. We cannot live an isolated life. There where the devil will attack us and swallow us. We need to be part of the church. You need to be part of a church. You must know which church you are in, what is your ministry, and how you are serving and how you are moving in the church. What is your responsibilities? Who are over you and who are under your care, and those who are around you? Salvation is from the Lord. But we need to be part of a church. When God gives us birth, He put us in His church to be a worker, to be a servant of Him. And that is the helmet of salvation. The soldier, he cannot fight the enemy alone. He is part of the army, and the church is the army of God on earth. Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The next piece that we discuss is the sword of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Christians should be baptized with the Holy Spirit. As our heart and life sanctified, we will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. God will fill you with the Holy Spirit when your heart is sanctified. Filling of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, evangelism, life of prayer, miracles and wonder, spiritual gifts that you need in your life to serve the Lord. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need to be led by the Spirit and instructed by the word of God. Some people, they say, I felt the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you cannot feel it. The Holy Spirit, you see it or you hear it, or both of them. How you see the Holy Spirit? How you hear the Holy Spirit? When the word of God is in your heart, God will speak to you and God will show you things in the Spirit. You can recognize it. So here again, the importance of the word of God in your life. Some people, they say we are filled with the Holy Spirit, but they don't know the word of God. I don't believe that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will not fill you if you are not in obedience to the word of God, to the word of truth. The word of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We cannot progress, we cannot combat the enemy, we cannot fight without the Holy Spirit. All what we have discussed here, the armor of God, is something to protect, but to attack, we are using the sword. Which sword we are using? The sword of the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you instructed with the word of God? Are you led by the Holy Spirit? Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit? This is the time to check the full armor of God in your life. The part of the armor of God in your life. There's something else we have to say about the soldier. How the soldier protects his back? His back is exposed. There's nothing at the back. There's something at the feet, something in the hands, something in the, something over the chest, something around the waist. But what about the back of the soldier? When the soldiers are fighting, they will not give their backs to the enemy. They will give their backs to the peer soldiers. They will not allow the enemy to come at their back, because there the enemy will attack them and will strike them. How about as a Christian? Who can protect our back? In verse 18 it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. The life of prayer. We pray for one another. We support one another by prayer. With this in mind, be alert. We have to be alert. We have to see what are the dangers. What are the problems that is my brother is facing. I need to pray for him. We need to know each other. We need to pray for one another, so that our backs will be protected. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Every one of us should have a list of people whom he knows, the saints he knows, and he needs to pray for them daily. That is how we protect one another. That is, I pray for us, I protect their back. They pray for me, they protect my back. Pray also for me. Some people, they are ashamed to ask prayer. I am not ashamed. Please, anyone who hears the message, please pray for me. Pray for me that whenever I open my mouth, why we pray for one another, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. How we fight the battle? We open our mouth and we speak the word of God, the right message, the right word at the right time, to the right people, where we can shoot the devil and shoot the work of the enemy and make it stop and nullify it. For which I am an ambassador in chain. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Apostle Paul is asking that he wants them to pray for him so that when he opens his mouth, he can preach the gospel. He can tell the word of God. He can give the right teaching and the sound teaching at the right time, the right subject for the people. People, they need the word of God. Work of devil will be combated in the life of the people when we give the word of God, the sound word of God, the unadulterated word of God to them at the right time, so they will be delivered from the work of devil. The word of God may include counsel, advice, teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. This is the message, and that is depend on your prayer and my prayer for one another. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we combat the work of the devil with the power of the Holy Spirit when we declare the word of God at the right time, right moment, and to the right people. Now check yourself. Are you wearing the armor of God? Do you have the armor of God? Are you having the armor, the full parts of it, or some parts? This is the time. You need to gather all the parts. Check yourself. How many parts you have, and how many are missing. You may have problem and you are injured every now and then. The cause is you. You are moving your life without the armor of God. Daily check your armor. Every day is a battlefield. It's a blessing of the Lord in our life. We go to the harvest field to collect the plunder that the Lord has won for us on the cross. Jesus won the battle, but we have to collect the plunder. We need the armor of God to fight the work of the devil, to fight the evil one, to fight Satan. Let's come to the Lord. Kneel down and pray. Tell Him, Lord, reveal to me the schemes of devil. Teach me your ways. I commit myself, Lord God, to life of prayer, to put on the belt of the truth. Lord, I repent from the following sin. Whatever sins in your life that breach or defected the breastplate of righteousness, now you repent so that will be perfected and devil cannot enter your life. Check your feet. Are you wearing your shoes? Are you going to places where God does not want you to go? You stop from going to such directions, such places. What about your shield of faith? Are you still watching wrong things? You repent now. Be dwell with the word of God and hear the message of the Lord and be attentive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. What about the helmet of salvation? Are you in order or disorder about the church? Are you part of the church or outside the church? God had called you today to be in order. What about the sword of the Spirit? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Pray to the Lord. Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Commit yourself to the life of a prayer. Devote yourself to prayer. Pray for all the saints and pray also for me. Pray that we can declare the message in the way that should be. Father, I thank you and praise you for your word to us, for your message to us. Uphold each and everyone with your grace. Empower them with the Holy Spirit and help them, O God, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, to repair whatever areas in their life that need to be defected and the part of the armor that need to be replaced or corrected. Lord, you help my brothers and sisters to do that. And I pray for them, they would commit their life to you, they will read your word, they will be relying on your promises, O God. They will go where you call them to go and evangelize and preach the word of God and make disciples, O God. I pray that you will fill them with the Holy Spirit, and Lord, their life will be a life of prayer, O God. I pray for them that whenever they open their mouth, they can preach your word, O God. They can declare your goodness to your people. Lord, take this word of yours with the power of the Holy Spirit and let it reach those people who are waiting to hear your word. We thank and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.